I'm Cody Mock, the advisor for the Esports Club.
I'm Alex Demuth. I'm a sophomore, and I'm on the Smash Bros. And Hearthstone teams.
My name's Kiri Van Wyk. I'm a sophomore, and I'm on the Valorant team.
I'm Jack Weaver, and I'm a sophomore, and I'm on the Overwatch team.
I'm Nicholas Jennings, and I'm a coach for Splatoon 3 and Smash Bros.
Well, very good. We are standing here today at the Q as a part of the very fast-growing Pella Esports team and club that is really filling practice time right now and all the above. We'll start with you, Coach. What does it mean to be able to celebrate this open house here? We're talking on your open house day, and to be able to introduce the community to what esports has grown into.
Yeah, so just a background on what esports or the esports club does is we play against other high schools, play video games against other high schools in the area, in the central region. So students can sign up to play on either Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They'll come here after school, and they'll queue up for their match, and hopefully pull out a win.
Awesome. And you can come on and introduce yourself quick.
I'm Joshua Adolfson.
Very good. And I'm going to ask all four of you the same question. How did you get involved with the esports club here, and what does it mean to have this outlet to be able to compete with video games?
Well, I got into the esports club because, this kind of started like 2 years ago where me and a group of friends decided to start the club with Cody. So we just thought that it'd be cool because it was one of our interests and there wasn't really anything like it at the school. So we just wanted to just make the club.
Awesome. And, I got into esports because I would go over to my friend Jack's house, the same Jack here, and we would play Super Smash Bros. Together. And then we asked Cody if we could do Super Smash Bros. As one of the new esports that started last year. And when that got accepted, then I started playing Super Smash Bros. With Jack competitively.
Awesome.
When I saw an email about joining the esports team, I thought there wasn't any reason not to. Playing video games with people I knew from school and having friends that could play with me against other high schools was pretty fun, so I just kept doing that every Wednesday.
Awesome.
I thought it was a meeting for a different club, and I ended up being there, so I just thought, video games seem pretty cool to do for school, so yeah.
And now here you are. And as one of the coaches, what's cool about esports is it feels like there's a lot of different games you can specialize in, especially if a certain student's grown up with a game or one who wants to learn something new. How, as a coach, then, do you try to, in an educational setting, bring different kinds and styles of games to the esports arena?
Well, they actually have a list of ones that we get to choose from, and it's highly dependent on student interest as well. For instance, last year, we did not have a Splatoon team at all, but this year we do have enough for a team. As for like bringing styles to that, I think it's just very important to find out what the kids want out of it too, because this can actually grow into opportunities for them in the future too.
Well, and that's where Cody, that's what's been really exciting is all four of these students and everybody else, the doors have opened wide open for the kinds of things that esports can provide. What does it mean to be able to connect these students with those educational opportunities that could maybe even further bolster those opportunities, whether it be streaming on their own or a college scholarship or whatever it might be?
Yeah, I think there's lots of opportunities. We have colleges and universities that reach out to us to offer scholarships for esports. We have one of our coaches that is our League of Legends coach that was on an esports scholarship previously, so a Pella grad. So we'd like to continue to do that and have that as an offering for some of the students that would be interested in doing that. We've had a couple colleges stop by, and we'll have some again this fall to help continue to spread the word and help hopefully pay for some future education expenses.
And then for each of the students, again, whether it is getting a scholarship or getting noticed on Twitch or whatever it might be, what is the next step, or what are some of your goals then within the club? It could be just to have fun with friends, and that's awesome, but is there any extended goal beyond what's happening here that maybe sets you up for your future?
I'm mainly doing it just as like an interest thing, just because, I mean, I know there's scholarship opportunities out there, but it's just really cool because if you don't really have any interest in sports, like if you're not really an athlete, the only other like non-athletic thing to do here is mainly like band or theater, right? So then starting this club was really good for the people who aren't necessarily like into athletics. So just, yeah, it's just really cool that people with this interest can actually have something to do here now. So.
My main goal is just to have fun and improve. But, you know, if a scholarship does end up popping up down the line, that would be great too. I'm really here because I joined with my friends and I enjoy playing all these games with my friends and forming bonds with them here.
Awesome. I'm mainly here just to improve and have fun, but it's been extremely interesting to me to watch the professional esports just grow and grow. So if there was a scholarship where I would have fun at a college, just playing video games, getting free money out of it, then I would totally pursue that.
I love doing it for fun, but if there are college teams, I would love to be on one too.
And as a coach, what is it like to see these students get this opportunity, even just to have fun with friends in a safe place, in a place where they have great technology, they're in town, they can be together and play, it looks like up to maybe 15 computer screens and multiple games at a time. What is it like for you as a gamer yourself to see these students get this kind of opportunity?
Honestly, it makes me very happy for them and very proud to see how they've grown as both players and teammates. Going from these people who just came in with a shared interest and becoming something more than that, it's been rewarding for me as a coach. And honestly, I just want to see them achieve whatever goals they have set for themselves.
The Esports Club at Pella High School, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the growth and have some fun. Appreciate your time.